Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now don't raise your hand. We don't want any testimonies on this right now. But if you tried, could you think of a time when you had an inkling about something, but you didn't pay attention to it? And it cost you. Or you got hurt. How many times you've heard people say, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I knew I shouldn't have gone there today. I knew I shouldn't have tried that. I knew I shouldn't have got off that tractor and left it running. I knew I shouldn't have had my hand up under that lawnmower.
That's right.
Huh? I knew I shouldn't. Knew I shouldn't have. I'm not talking about it running. You know, I knew I shouldn't have done this. Knew I shouldn't have turned that. I knew I shouldn't, but I was in a hurry. What do you mean you knew you shouldn't? How could you have known you shouldn't? Why would you say that? You must have had some kind of a foresight. Or you wouldn't say that. You'd just be totally shocked and surprised when it happened. But when you go, man, I knew that. Boy, why did you go? You were seeing something. You were picking up something. And you ignored it. You've done it. I've done it. Be hard to find somebody that hadn't done it. But if you just keep on doing it, you're slow. Right? How many times do you have to get hurt? Huh?
Amen.
And how serious could it be next time?
That's right.
And how much does it have to cost you before you start paying attention? Go with me, if you would, to the book of Kings. Let's see, 2 Kings. 2 Kings. You know, a minister friend of mine over in Asia, and they had planned their vacation. Where's the place where the tsunami hit? The town, I forget. But they had planned their vacation right there on that beach on those days. Them and their children, they had planned it for months. And the man, he said, I have a check about going. They're believers, they're spirit filled. Well, the kid's been planning this for months, and his wife wasn't happy with him. Why? I don't know why. I just have a check.
Amen.
And they were safe at home.
Yes.
When that wave washed over and killed all those people, they would have been there on those dates. Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But now let's stop. Did they have to pay attention to that?
Yes.
Could they have overridden it?
Yes.
Could they have ignored it?
Yes.
Very easily. And then you might have had all these people go, I just don't understand it. Those are good people. Good ministers. They give their life for the gospel. Why in the world would God take them and send that wave to take them out like that? You ever heard people talk like that? I just don't understand. You know, as a man of God, why would God kill him at age 40 in that car wreck? I just don't understand. Why would God take him in that car crash like that? And people say, well, you just never know. I mean, God's ways are mysterious and we just don't understand all these things. But God, I guess God needed him more up there than he did down here. And I guess God was running short on angels in the choir. And have you heard all this stuff? People go on and on trying to explain things they don't have a clue about. But never get over into this. Maybe they had something to do with it. Nobody wants to touch that. But that's where we ought to be talking about. Because God is faithful. And when things are messed up and don't go right, don't go to looking at God. Go to looking in the mirror. Did we zig when we should have zagged? Did we go when we should have stayed? Right? That's the place to look. And don't blame God. I said, don't blame God. People, they think it's so mysterious and they want to go on and on. Why do bad things happen to good people? There's been all kind of volumes and books written on this subject. And people got all these theories and all these goofy ideas, some of them. Why didn't God protect them? That is not the question. You're asking the wrong question. God is faithful. Why didn't they listen? That's the question. And we already know the answer to it. Same reason. We didn't listen. But it didn't cost us that much. We made it. We overcame it. But it can cost you your life. Not listening. Are you in the 2 Kings 6? 2 Kings 6? 2 Kings 6, verse 8. The king of Syria, 2 Kings 6, 8, warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you pass not such a place, for there the Syrians are come down. They're waiting on you. And that's where they are. And the king of Israel sent to the place where the man of God told him, and what? Warned him of, and what? Saved himself there, not once, nor twice. Repeatedly. Now, verse 10, do you have it in your eyes here? What happened? He was warned, and then what? And saved himself. Repeatedly. Said out loud, was warned. And saved himself. Who saved him? Who saved him? He saved himself because he listened to the warning that God gave him. Well, now what if he hadn't listened? Would God have been responsible for him perishing even after he ignored the warning? Can we reasonably expect God to protect us even though we ignore the warnings?
No.
People are trying to.
That's right.
They're trying to, but it's not reasonable. Heeded the warning, saved himself.
Yes.
Repeatedly. A wise man foresees it and takes action. A foolish person just goes right on, blares through it, and gets hurt. We're not foolish. We're wise people in here. Right? Not fools. Go to Ezekiel, please. Look at the principle. Ezekiel, the third chapter. Ezekiel 3 and 17. He said, son of man, I've made you a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and do what? Do what? Give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die. And you give him not warning nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. What's going to save him? This warning, him taking heed to the warning, can save his life. The same wicked man will die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand if you don't warn him. Yet if you warn the wicked and he turn not from his wickedness nor from his wicked way, he will die in his iniquity, but you've delivered your soul. Why did he die? He ignored the warning. He didn't listen. He didn't pay attention. And the warning was the protection God gave him. Oh, can you see this? The warning was the protection. The bridge is out. Don't keep going down the road. Stop. That is protection. Now, a lot of people, the only protection they think of when they think of God is the power of God picking up the car and floating it across the void. But a lot of it's far more practical than people like to think.
That's right.
So much of the time, God is saying, stop the car, stop the car, stop the car. And that is your protection. That is a response to you saying, God is my God. He's my protector. He's my refuge, and He always keeps me. That's an answer to your faith and your prayer. God is saying, stop, don't do this. Stop, don't go there. Don't get involved in it. Don't be a part of that. Don't do that today. Stop. And if you listen, you're protected. If you don't, it's going to cost you. Now, go with me to the book of Matthew, please. Matthew, the second chapter. There's a lot of this in the Word, but for time's sake, we'll just touch on some of them. Matthew 2. How does God protect us? Warnings. So the question is, do we pay attention to these warnings? So everybody say, by faith, yes, I do. Matthew 2, are you there?
Yes.
Matthew 2 and verse 12. Jesus has been born to Mary, and Joseph is there in the house. He's a little bit older now, and they've come and worshiped him, and he's received the gifts. And verse 12, and what? Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, these were the rich men, these wise men. And then it went on to say, when they were departed, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt and be there till I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Is he showing them things to come? Giving them foresight?
Yes.
Now this is the Master. This is Jesus. How is God the Father protecting Jesus? By giving warnings to His parents. Why would we expect something more spectacular for us? Right? He is protecting Jesus' life, isn't He? By a warning.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Warnings of the Lord, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204G. That's R-1204G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.